This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. We hope most of you have already made it to your Thanksgiving destination. Some people, though, may still be delayed or even worse, stuck in an airport. Well, here's a silver lining. You don't have to skip a delicious meal if you're at an airport. That's according to Joe Brancatelli. He writes about business travel for Portfolio.com, and he joins me now. Hi, Joe.
Hello, Madeline. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Well, I really can't believe it. You actually found good airport food?
It is shocking. In light of the terrible conditions we all know about travel these days, one of the few bright spots is that dining at the airport has really improved dramatically in the last few years, partially because they know people are spending more time at airports, so they figure they can hit you up for more money if they improve the dining experience. So the industry has created a piece of jargon for it. It's called dwell time at the airport. In the point of you may show up 2 to 3 hours before your flight because you never know what's happening with security or anything else. And, of course, in the perfect world, you've flown through security and you're sitting there with 2 hours to do nothing before your flight across the country with no food. So you go looking for something to eat.
Well, let's talk about some of your faves. You recently wrote a list of various restaurants in various airport terminals. Give us the top five.
Oh, gee, the top five. Well, I'm big on local food. The people who handle the master concessions at the airports have gone to local restaurateurs and said, put a branch in our airport. So, for example, at a place like Houston, you can eat at a place called Papa Do's Seafood Kitchen, which is probably one of the best seafood restaurants in the South, and you will get fresh oysters.
Fresh oysters? No.
Fresh oysters at an airport. It is a rare and thrilling treat. In a place like Phoenix, there are two branches of the Blue Burrito Grill, which is just a terrific Southwest-style Mexican food. The food is fresh, and it's also lower in calories than, you know, going to a Burger King or a McDonald's.
And I noticed on your list, this made me chuckle a little bit, San Francisco actually has sushi?
San Francisco has a place called Ibisu, which is a branch of one of the best sushi places in San Francisco. And actually, San Francisco, it shouldn't surprise anyone, has really spared no expense to bring in some of the best names in the San Francisco dining scene. And it needn't be fancy. I mean, if you come to Washington, there's a chain called Five Guys, which is a burger and hot dog and french fry place. But, you know, the burgers are hand-formed and the meat is never frozen. So you can still get a great burger at the airport if that's what you're looking for.
Joe, let's say you were stuck in one airport today. You had to choose one for your Thanksgiving meal. Which one would it be and what would you have?
If I had to be stuck in an airport today, I would say, frankly, someplace like Los Angeles International is good because if you're really stuck at the airport, that's right in the heart of a good part of town, and you can go to any number of restaurants besides the ones that are there, including the famous restaurant Encounter, which is in that iconic themed sort of a spacey building that you always see in the movies.
So wait a minute. Joe, you're saying to actually get a good meal, you have to leave the airport?
No, you can leave the airport. I generally think no matter how good the dining is getting at airports, I really don't want to eat at an airport if I can avoid it, just like I don't want to fly from a diner, you know? You asked me whether I'd be stuck in an airport on Thanksgiving Day. I might work a little harder on Thanksgiving Day to find a good meal.
Okay. All right, Joe Brancatelli, he writes about business travel for Portfolio Magazine. Happy staying at home today.
Yes, professional travelers stay home on Thanksgiving week.